This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program is Barbara Webster. Barbara is with Quilt Trails of Western North Carolina, and she joins us from time to time. And today she's with us to give us an update on the project. Welcome, Barbara.
Thank you, Steve. I hope many of you have seen the colorful quilt blocks that are appearing on barns and buildings in our counties. These blocks all have a story attached to them, and you can read those stories online at quilttrailswnc.org. We will also soon have booklets for sale that contain the stories. A lot of people are helping to make this happen. I'd like to thank Jeff Phillips, who helps us hang the blocks. Recently, he helped us put up the block called Corn and Beans on the side of Fox Country Store in Burnsville. This is a very traditional quilt block, and we painted it so there are two stars in it. These blocks can look completely different depending on how you place the color, and even though six people could use the exact same block, they could all end up with a completely different look. That is part of the fun of quilt blocks. There are two other new blocks up in Burnsville. Broken Dishes, which we painted with John Deere tractor colors, can be seen on new-to-you furniture. And Silver Needles and Golden Threads can be seen on Needle Me This Quilt Shop. Mike Orr, the carpentry teacher at Mountain Heritage High School, and Greg Holly, the carpentry teacher at Mitchell High School, are overseeing the construction of the blocks. The high school students have built all of them for us, and we are so grateful to them for all the terrific work they have done, and to their teachers who have been so supportive of this project. Habitat for Humanity is letting us use their new construction facility on the campus of Mountain Heritage High School, where we are painting the blocks. We will have to move out in August when they will start building houses, but until then, we are painting as fast as we can go. We are extremely grateful to Habitat for letting us use their spectacular facility. It has allowed us to paint 10 blocks at a time, thus speeding up production. We will be homeless in August, so if you know of a place that could house our endeavors, please give us a call at 682-7331. If you'd like to help paint the blocks, we'd love to hear from you. You can call us at 682-7331 to learn more. We have a newsletter that is published every other month. It is distributed for free throughout Mitchell and Yancey counties, and the next one will be coming out next month. If you'd like to advertise in our newsletter, give us a call at 682-7331. We publish the map in the newsletter, and people tend to hang on to them, so it is a good advertising venue. You can pick up brochures with maps in them at the Chambers of Commerce in both Mitchell and Yancey counties, and at the Interstate Welcome Centers. The Yancey Chamber says a newsletter and brochure are their most requested literature. We're now offering tours of the blocks, and if you'd like to schedule a tour for your group, just give us a call at 682-7331. There are now so many blocks up that you cannot see them all in one day. As part of the tour, there will be a stop where you can buy things that are related to the Quilt Trails project: pens, posters, t-shirts, ornaments, and more. We have many more exciting blocks going up soon, and we hope you will give us a call to sign up for a block or to offer to help. Again, call us at 682-7331.
Thank you, Barbara. Barbara Webster with Quilt Trails of Western North Carolina, and an update for us. We look forward to talking with you again soon. For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.